think it's widely accepted that Secretary Clinton is considered to be more hawkish with respect to defense and foreign policy than the president. And I think we saw surrogates, including the president himself, begin to frame that narrative yesterday. I think it's no coincidence, of course, that several speakers underscored Secretary Clinton's strong advocacy in support of the bin Laden raid when others were fence-sitting or unsure. And I think that we began to see a framing of the Clinton campaign's narrative that we're going to see hammered time and again until November. And we heard this really from Panetta, from Biden, and from the president himself. Panetta made the point that we cannot afford unstable leadership in an unstable world. We had Biden take perhaps the strongest punch yet of any surrogate in stating that no major party nominee in the history of this nation has ever known less or has been less prepared to deal with our national security. Finally, we had the president, which I believe actually even surprised some of his strongest supporters, group in homegrown demagogues with fascists, communists, and jihadists. So make no mistake about it, that is the Clinton campaign narrative going forward. Not just that this man is incompetent or uninformed, that he's reckless, and that he is a danger to U.S. national security.